Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, December 27th, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. Here's a look at what's making news today. The Department of Defense facing a lawsuit over gun background checks. A researcher weighs in on a growing bias against white Americans. And scientists make a case for eating less meat in 2018. Our top story, three large cities filed a federal lawsuit Tuesday against the Department of Defense, arguing that many service members who are disqualified from gun ownership weren't reported to the National Background Check System. New York City, San Francisco, and Philadelphia said in court papers that the military's broken system for relaying such information helped spur the massacre of 26 people inside a Texas church last month. Local law enforcement officials rely on the FBI's database to conduct background checks on gun permit applications and to monitor purchases. It must be up to date in order to prevent people from wrongly getting guns, according to the attorneys. The number of white Americans who believe they're being discriminated against is rising. How is this affecting the country? Eric Tegedoff explains.
According to a recent poll, 55% of white Americans believe their group experiences racial discrimination. Clara Wilkins, an assistant professor of psychology at Wesleyan University who studies prejudice, says this perception has grown rapidly since Barack Obama was elected president. For many, his election was a sign of racial progress. But Wilkins says a subset of white Americans saw this as upsetting the social order. Somewhat counterintuitively, her research finds people who believe the country is fair and just also are more likely to perceive discrimination against white people in the wake of Obama's election.
For people who think society is fair, they're the ones who sort of tend to think that the order of society where whites have greater access to wealth, power, status, etc., that is legitimate and it's fair and it's not based in bias. And so if you reject those beliefs, you think that it's not fair, then those are the people who actually welcome social change.
As Wilkins notes, the reality is that vast inequalities in wealth and electoral representation still exist for racial minorities.
Drug overdose deaths are increasingly rapidly in the U.S., and New Hampshire's near the top of the list.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows more than 63,000 drug overdose deaths nationwide in 2016, a 21% increase over 2015. And with 39 deaths per 100,000 residents, the Granite State had the third highest rate of drug fatalities. The sharp increase in abuse of synthetic opioids like fentanyl is a driving force behind the numbers. Jessica Halsey-Nickel, president of the Addiction Policy Forum, says the report confirms what her group is already seeing.
This is getting worse, not better, and we need more resources and tools right now with a sense of urgency to help make sure we address it.
A bill known as the Rescue Act, recently introduced in the state Senate, would allow the governor to declare a public health emergency, releasing money from the state's rainy day fund to combat the opioid epidemic. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
A Christmas snowstorm dumped a record amount of the white stuff on Erie, PA, and surrounding areas are coping with record amounts of snow. The storm brought 34 inches, a record daily amount, and another 19 inches fell before dawn on Tuesday. Officials are urging people to avoid travel, citing poor visibility and deteriorating conditions. Light bulb, here's an idea. Experts say Californians can save money and energy by choosing LED or CFL bulbs. And starting January 1st, the incandescent bulbs that have been around since Edison's time will be illegal to manufacture in the Golden State.
California is the first state in the nation to implement the new standards laid out in the 2007 energy bill signed by President George W. Bush. Noah Horowitz, senior scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says any bulbs produced for sale in California starting in 2018 will have to produce about 3 times more brightness per watt of energy.
LEDs are a far superior product. They give off the same light that an incandescent does, but it doesn't waste energy. And in addition, LEDs last up to 25 years, where with an incandescent you had to change the bulb almost once a year, which was a real hassle.
Opponents of the phase-out say the new bulbs, which are a bit more expensive, impose an unnecessary cost on businesses and consumers. However, the cost of LEDs has moderated. They used to be as high as $20 per bulb, but are now $2 to $3 a piece when purchased in multi-packs, and they last for decades. So, over the lifetime of each bulb, the user saves $50 to $150. I'm Suzanne Potter.
As the new year approaches, many Americans will focus on what resolutions they'll make to do things differently in 2018. Eric Gladys has one suggestion from researchers.
Climate scientists at the University of California at Davis say one option is to help slow climate change by adopting a low-emissions diet. Maya Almaraz, a postdoctoral researcher at the university, says while people may feel helpless when it comes to an issue as large as a warming planet, the data shows that personal decisions really can have a big impact.
We make food choices every day. It's an individual choice, and you may make them based on how you want to look or what you want your health to be, or you can choose to make them based on how you want to impact the planet.
Almaraz says the single biggest move you can make in terms of diet to reduce methane and carbon pollution is by putting less meat on your plate. Almaraz says by eating fish instead of steak, you'll produce an eightfold reduction in emissions, and switching to beans or lentils drops your footprint to almost zero. I'm Eric Gladys.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.